which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. These questions that were asked, and we'll continue on in a second, is directed to those that are going to oppose God at the end, but it's primarily directed at the one that is the main person, the human being, behind the Sunday law in the world, and that will be the papacy. And I recognize that Satan is right behind the papacy. The Pope of Rome is simply his representative on earth. But the question is, you pass the Sunday law, what are you going to do when the desolation comes for passing that Sunday law? And we've looked at that in a prior series as well. Now he's going to identify who is under discussion. He's going to call him the Assyrian. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is my indignation. And you'll find that the papacy is used as a power that brings destruction, and the Lord will take credit in a sense for bringing that destruction, but in the same sense that the Lord takes credit for hardening Pharaoh's heart. The Lord is in control of all things. All things are in his providence. And the Assyrian here is not doing the will of God. He's outside the will of God, but God is assuming responsibility for this sequence of events that takes place at the end. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him charge, to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. For he saith, Are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand hath found the kingdom of the idols. Now whose hand is the subject of Bible prophecy at the end of the world? And don't ever forget that one of the premier principles of Bible prophecy is the prophets of old spoke more for our day than the days in which they lived. Whose hand is so significant, particularly in connection with the Sunday law at the end? It's the papacy. It's when nations and people join hands with the papacy that the Sunday law arrives. And this particular Assyrian, his hand, it says, and my hand hath found the kingdoms of the idols. That's Babylon.